Well, I'm joined by Ben Ryan, the England Sevens coach. And Ben, we're leading up to the final stage of the IRB World Sevens Series, and it's going to be the London Marriott Sevens. You must have been waiting for this day for quite a while.
Well, we only get to play at home once a year, so yeah, it's great that we're finishing the tournament in my hometown and in the boys' home country, so can't wait to play.
Now, finalists in Glasgow, you must have been pretty pleased with the showing there, and after a couple of disappointing rounds in the series this year, the form's now coming good.
Yeah, it is. You know, I don't like to use the word disappointing with our series. You know, we've hit more semi-finals than we've ever hit in our World Series career. But you're right, you know, we haven't quite gone to the top heights. And I think we deserve to be where we are at the moment, third in the table. New Zealand certainly deserve to be top, and Fiji have played some outstanding rugby as well. But we played really well after last weekend. And what was so pleasing was what we're doing on the training field is actually happening on the field on a regular basis. You know, lots of tries we scored there, you could have seen every day of the week in training.
Yes, absolutely. Matt Turner having a particularly good time, and Dan Norton in there, an absolute flyer. Just to give people an idea, so New Zealand, as you mentioned, are top, Fiji second, and then England. So just give us an idea of what England can expect to achieve at the London Sevens.
We obviously go out to every tournament to win, and building on last weekend's tournament, there's no reason to see why we can't go out in an absolute blaze of glory and set our marker down for next year and win London, you know, as we did 3 years ago. So that's got to be our aim, but there's obviously 15 other sides with one in to knock us over, and we've got a very hard group, and in sevens you can't look beyond that, but no doubt about it, you know, this team will win lots of tournaments and we'll hit lots of finals, and we proved last weekend that when we get things right, we're a pretty entertaining side to watch.
Yes, absolutely. Now, any sense of looking over the shoulder? There's South Africa on 115 points and then Samoa 114. So, you know, you've got to be wary of those guys putting the pressure on from behind you in the table as well.
Definitely. And we've come into the last few tournaments in the last couple of years actually in second place or even joint first and have gone down a couple of rungs in those last two tournaments. So you're right. If we don't have a good performance here, then certainly Samoa and South Africa below us could have enough energy and ammunition to go above us, but we just want to do as well as we can and hope that the points put us high up the table as possible.
Now, a lot of people will be turning up at Twickenham looking forward to the party that Saturday and Sunday are going to be. We're expecting crowds of hopefully we're going to push past the 100,000 that came down over both days last year. We've got England, France, Samoa and USA in England's pool. So, you know, most of those games will occur on the Saturday before the knockout stages. So what will people expect from those opposition?
Oh, crikey. Well, England-France is always a terrific encounter, irrespective of their form or our form. And I think they will be a hard nut to crack. And we played them in a Dubai final as well at the beginning of the year, so they're great. The USA are vastly improved. They've got terrific athletes. And, you know, they're going to be one to watch in the next 4 years as we approach Rio. And then finally Samoa, who I thought were the unluckiest side of the weekend. You know, they lost to New Zealand in the group by a single point. They had 2 or 3 minutes where the wheels fell off against Fiji, and then they went and put 47 points on South Africa and absolutely dismantled them, and then played almost nearly faultless rugby to beat Wales in the plate final. A great side, so that's going to be a titanic battle.
So leading into going to Twickenham and turning up there and seeing all of the fans there, what sort of percentage do you think that adds to the ability of the players? We all know how good they are, but for some reason, obviously, a home round can really improve people. Do you think it gives an extra 10% any more than that?
It definitely gives you probably another 5 or 6 points a game, you know, I think. And, you know, you know that your friends and family there, you know you're at home, and you know that most of the crowd are on your side, as they are around the world in general for England. And it makes the players play well. You know, they'll be nervous. They'll be in the England home changing room before they go out. And for some of the guys, even in our squad, it's the first time they've run out and played at Twickenham. So that's great for them. And we know we can deal with pressure. And you know, for once, maybe we know we can't win the world title here. We're not in the shout at all. And we can go out and play some really entertaining rugby and set our stall out for next season.
And you're confident the boys can do that?
Absolutely, yeah. They're in really good spirits. They're fit and healthy and eager to show the crowd just how well they can play.
Well, Ben, best of luck.
Cheers, Nick.